This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up on the program, the ban on abortion in South Dakota.
I was born and raised here. I went to the military. I was in Vietnam. I came back, and it was still a conservative state, and now we've become radicals. And that's not the way the South Dakota is. We were talking about other states, surrounding states, possibility of boycotting South Dakota. We don't want to hear those types of things. Unfortunately, why did we get ourselves in this situation?
Voices from South Dakota and the debate over abortion. NPR's Mike Pesca has been in the state. He's back now. We'll have the first of his two reports coming up in this half hour.
But first to sports. Germany is the host of this year's World Cup. And with just a few months, until game time, German cities are getting ready to welcome tens of millions of fans. NPR's Rachel Martin reports from Berlin.
Atop the telecommunications tower in the center of Alexanderplatz in the eastern part of the city, a small group of mountain climbers harness up and prepare to scale down the large, bulbous center of the tower. While hanging from ropes almost 800 feet above ground, they attach large, sticky pieces of pink and silver foil. Their aim, to turn the iconic TV tower into a giant soccer ball. But Germany is not content to just look the part of World Cup host. So the country's service industry is getting a lesson in hospitality. The country has launched a so-called friendliness campaign designed to help Germans put on a friendlier face for the World Cup. Norbert Toder is the head of the National Service and Friendliness Campaign based in Frankfurt.
We are a country with an international focus, but we still have individual regions that approach guests in different ways. It's not unfriendly, it's just different ways of interacting with people. That's why we have the campaign to make hospitality and friendliness a first priority.
The campaign encourages everything from English skills to customer service etiquette, a concept undiscovered or ignored in many German restaurants and cafes. There's even an expression for it in German, Servicewüste Deutschland, or Germany, the service wasteland, a reputation the campaign is trying to kick, particularly in the nation's capital, where Berliners are affectionately known more for their urban angst than their warm hospitality. Turman Toraja is the manager of an American-style sports bar in Berlin's touristy Potsdamer Platz district. He's attended campaign seminars on translating menus into multiple languages and cross-cultural awareness. He points to a menu from which customers can already order greasy chicken wings in German, Italian, Spanish, and English. Toraja says the seminars are good for Berlin restaurants, which haven't heard that the customer is always right.
They say, the burger is cold, the burger is cold. He get another one. And so for us, it's not a problem. But I think another small shops for this, very hard because they have no experience with this. So they have to learn this first.
There's also a big push to improve English language skills among Germany's service workers. In Berlin, the Taxi Drivers Association has subsidized English courses for its drivers so they can get better tips while serving as de facto ambassadors for the city.
Yesterday, I stood 2 hours.
65-year-old Heiner Veltz sits in a classroom with a handful of other veteran cab drivers who spend more time kvetching about slow business than practicing their English vocabulary. Veltz says Berliners are not about to turn on the charm or learn a new language just because the World Cup is coming to town. Point in case, he says, the small turnout for classes like this.
We are 5 here today, and in this town we are nearly 20,000 drivers.
Mm-hmm.
All the others have an excellent English, is it so?
Yeah.
Michael Donnemeyer is the spokesman for the Berlin City Senate. He says Germany's friendliness campaign is an attempt to get Germans in a hospitable mood, but it also illustrates a friendly competition among Germany's World Cup host cities and a chance for Berlin to showcase itself to foreigners and Germans alike.
You know, Berlin is only for 7 years a real capital, and we have to struggle for our status as a capital in Germany. And we hope that this championship will change the minds of the German people towards their own capital. So we have to achieve this by being the best hosts in Germany.
The campaign is publishing a book of service tips, which will be distributed in the next few weeks. Opening games of the World Cup are scheduled for June 9th. Rachel Martin, NPR News, Berlin.